you a high performer, obsessed with growth, and looking for an edge? Welcome to Mind Body Peak Performance. Together, we'll discover underground secrets to unlocking the full potential of your mind, body, and spirit. We'll learn from some of the world's leading minds, from ancient wisdom to cutting-edge tools and everything in between. This is your host, Nick Urban. Enjoy the episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mind Body Peak Performance with your host, Nick Urban. Back in episode 50, we had Isabel Friend on the show to discuss many of the secrets you've probably never heard about water. Now, today, we're following that up with a company that's been bridging the gap between the mystical properties of water and the modern science. Our guest this week is Mario Brainovich. Mario has been working in the field of health and wellness for the last 15 years. He was the CEO of various companies and led development of extraordinary new technologies aimed at revolutionizing the ways we maintain our health. His life mission is to serve the highest good of every living being on this planet. If you want to try their product and technology for yourself, you can find them on the internet at analemma-water.com. And if you use the code URBAN, that'll save you 10%. My biggest takeaways from our conversation are severalfold. First, it's that water is a carrier of energetic information. You know the so-called vibe you feel around certain people? I have a sneaking suspicion that that comes from their internal water, their bio water. Along those same lines, if the vast majority, say 99 out of 100 molecules in the body, are water, it's safe to assume that the quality of that water will matter. My other major takeaway is that water absorbs and embodies the dominant frequency around it. This would play into the whole concept of epigenetics and the influence that your environment has on you and your biology. Before we get started, there was a bit of choppiness and background noise in this recording, so I hope you can bear with us through it. All right, with that out of the way, enjoy this conversation with Mario Brainovich. Mario, welcome to Mind Body Peak Performance.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to host you today. And today we're going to talk about water and some of the things that you guys are working on around water and the research behind it and how it can improve human health and performance.
It's really interesting subject. A lot of people are not aware of the magic that water actually is. So thank you so much for having me so that I can actually give a little insight into worlds hidden in the water.
If you had, say, 30 seconds with someone to convince them that water is magic, what would you say?
Well, 30 seconds is kind of very short. Give me a minute and a half. Let's try that. So, like, not a lot of people are aware, but 99% of our molecules are water. We're 70% water in mass, but 99% in molecules. That off the bat shows that there is something incredibly important about water. Water usually on the planet exists in chaotic state. So H2O molecules are constantly crashing into each other. All of this happens on an atomic level, so we're completely unaware of it. We've discovered a way to create coherence inside of water. When you swirl analemma through the water, what happens is that those same H2O molecules start forming a liquid crystalline structure. They start to behave harmonically and connect to each other. And through that process, water becomes alive. It becomes empowered, and it can do so much for health and wellness. It can regenerate our body on the cellular level, and that's really, really exciting.
Okay, we'll talk more about the differences between alive and dead water. I like to warm up with a simple question, and that is, what are the non-negotiables or unusual things you've done so far today for your health and performance?
I usually have this kind of routine that I follow. Usually I start the day with half a liter of celery juice, freshly pressed. After that, I create a smoothie of wild blueberries with banana and dates. And I start my day with meditation. So these are like three things I almost never go without.
I consume celery in a smoothie every day, and I leave the fiber in there and everything. What do you get out of the celery specifically?
Well, there are very specific salts inside celery, which have extraordinary impact on overall health. I mean, people can find out through medical medium. There is very kind of a famous book. He talks about extraordinary benefits of celery juice, so people can find the information there. So it's really a powerful, very natural way you could help your body rid of all pathogens. So it's really, really powerful practice to have every morning. Mm-hmm.
And if I recall correctly, celery is also very high in water. So help me understand the new science that we're discovering of water.
So water is a broadband absorber, receiver, and transmitter of energy, which is extraordinarily important. And it actually changes every single day and every single moment due to whatever is happening around it. So water is going to pick up the frequency, dominant frequency, or whatever it is at the moment. And when we drink the water, especially this is important when people are drinking various tap waters or whatever, it actually moves rectangularly, and we're actually killing water the way we are treating it and the way we are drinking it. That's why it was so important to find a way to bring water back to life, because there is an innate magic in water that we can actually not only experience, but get the full benefit out of. That's why we dedicated like the last almost 15 years of not only creating coherent water, because there were scientists that created some form of coherent structured water, but to create structured water that it's extraordinarily stable. Up until now, a scientist did create some form of structured water, but it lost its coherence or structure within day and a half tops. Our water, even when you treat it once, will hold its stability even several years later. That's the main difference. When you drink this stability, your body, your mind becomes stable. Your whole biology enters into a state of coherence. And that really has powerful influences on long-term health and wellness.
Okay, you mentioned a couple of things there, and I want to talk about what it means to be a broadband sender and receiver of information, and transmitter of information. But before we do that, if you could contrast this with your traditional tap water. If I go over my tap and pour that out and drink, take a sip of that, how do the effects of that compare to coherent water?
The difference is staggering. And it's also amazing, you know, when you usually electric potential of regular tap water is anywhere between 150 and 300 millivolts. And when you swirl an Alema through that same water, that electric potential jumps by 300%. Wow. And that's measurable. So it's really powerful change. And all that energy, when you drink that water, ends up in your cells. And you can imagine what our body can and will do if you provide it with extra natural energy. Mm-hmm. Your body can rid of so much problems just by having more cellular energy. We're actually now doing ATP, double blind placebo-controlled randomized ATP study, where we're measuring the increase in mitochondrial energy in humans. So that's going to be really remarkable. We intend to publish the study. So it's really, really beautiful what happens to any biological system, because we test humans, plants, and animals.
So tell me about the broadband transmission, receiving, and sending of information.
Water can hold information in it. It's like old radio. The old radios were crystal based. So when you have water molecules in particular crystalline state, You're actually priming water to receive the optimum information. The whole planet works and communicates in that way. So when we're drinking coherent water, we are priming our entire biology to receive the proper information from the environment, exactly because water is a broadband absorber, receiver, and transmitter of energy. That's why, you know, in Analemma crystal vial is the what we call mother water. So to create mother water, we need one full year. To put it in this very particular, very potent state. And what's interesting, since water picked the dominant frequency, it works so simply. You just swirl the analemma through the water, and what happens? Whatever H2O molecule, molecule comes into close proximity of it will start to mimic exactly the same structure. That's why it's so simple and elegant. You don't need, there are some scientists who created coherence with magnets, electricity, or anything. This is purely mechanical. That's why it's so magical. You know, it's extraordinarily simple, but you need to create mother water. It's extraordinarily stable. And it will, any molecule that comes into close proximity, it will mimic. This is also interesting. That's why we created a crystal vial, because crystal is a superconductor. So it's there, but like it's not there. It purely transmits the energy of mother water. That's why entire water within the container you're actually using it for will become coherent.
We should go ahead and now define what analemma is, because I have it in front of me. We've mentioned it several times. We've mentioned mother water, but would you describe what the product is?
So this is a simple tool that radically changes the state of water. It's simple and elegant. It doesn't require anything more than itself. What's amazing with it, if you don't break it, it will create coherent water for life, because it's such a stable water, and we already tested it so many times. If you don't break it, it will create coherent water for you for life, which is truly, truly amazing thing.
So it's like a little wand. I have it in front of me. It's in a metal tube in a protective case. And you pull it out and you can see is this glass?
Crystal glass.
Crystal glass. And it has mother water inside of it. And there's a air bubble. It's mostly full. And then you just put this in your drink and you stir it around for 10 to 15 seconds. And it makes the water coherent.
10 to 15 seconds for 2 to 3 deciliters. If you're having larger quantity of water, for instance, if you have a pitcher of 1 liter or 2 liters, you have to swirl a bit more. And then entire quantity of water will become coherent.
What would be a protocol of getting the best possible water? Like perhaps getting spring water if you can and it's clean around you. But if not, then using something like reverse osmosis and then remineralizing it and then using...
You said it exactly. When you use reverse osmosis, you need to remineralize it. That's an extraordinarily important step. If you don't do it, then you're actually water will not have its full potential. So when you remineralize it, then you swirl it. But there are various ways you can purify the water from all the known pathogens and heavy metals. So that's the best possible option. And then you make it coherent, and then you drink it. You can use it in wine, you can use it in beer, you can use it in juice, because if it has H2O molecules, it will bring them in this very special coherent state.
So this would be the last step before you consume any beverage, and it has to be a cold beverage.
Yes. The only thing is it's not boiling water. That's the only thing. Yeah. Okay. But, you know, if it's room temperature or cold, perfect.
What are some of the factors that we should be aware of that are causing a decline in our water quality and even killing it?
So, you know, we're treating water, a lot of pesticides and all kinds of things end up in water. But the number one thing that actually brings water into more chaos are electromagnetic radiation. So cell phone towers, 5G, we actually tested it and realized that that it really kind of brings, it brings water into complete chaos. And we tested it out with our water. And that's one of extra beautiful things about this water is that it resists it. It will not go into chaos. And even if, when you put it very close to it, even if it goes into chaos, if you put it away, it comes, it finds its way very fast back to the same structure. So it's really amazing. So this very particular dominant frequency won't let go. That's why it's so special. And usually, as I mentioned, we've tested waters everywhere. Water everywhere is in chaotic state. So that's why it's so important to bring it back. The mission statement of our company is actually to bring all bodies of water back into coherent state, because then all life would thrive. Our kind of intention is, can you imagine how beautiful it would be if we install our completely environmentally friendly equipment at the sources of rivers, and then all the water down the streams will make all life thrive. And it's really, really for plant life, animal life, and human life mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm. This can seem pretty far out there for people who are still wrapping their head around water being more than simply H2O molecules. So yeah. I know that you guys are publishing and actively researching how Analemma affects water, but can you share some of the things that you're looking into and finding from those studies?
So we wanted to find a study that will definitively prove that something biologically remarkable happens when you drink this water. And we came up to glycanage. Glycanage is the most accurate health and wellness test available. They measure biological age of your immune system through various factors. So it actually tells you how old you are actually in comparison to your chronological age, because a lot of people are much older in their biological age than in their chronological age. So what we did is we did the baseline test to determine what's the biological age of people in the study. And we told them to drink a liter and a half of water a day for 3 months without changing anything else. So they didn't change their exercise regime. They didn't change their diet. They didn't change basically anything. They just drank the water and that was it. And the results after 3 months were really remarkable. Almost every single person in the study experienced between 1 and 12 years of biological age regeneration. Right. So it regenerated their entire cellular system by really a lot of time. That was like the first step where we knew that something amazing. I mean, we did a lot of research up until that moment, but there we realized, okay, there is something extraordinary about this water. We're currently doing, as I mentioned already, this ATP study. Mm-hmm. We're doing a double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized study on microbiome, which is extraordinary exciting because people already understand the incredible connection between our health and microbiome. And we already know that when you drink Analemma water, your microbiome diversifies big time. We've tested it on soil where we we depleted the soil completely out of all nutrients of everything. And we watered the same soil, different chunks, with regular water and with our water. And with our water, after a very short period of time, the whole soil got revitalized. Mm-hmm. And not only that, it actually started to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere. So that in and of itself could be a very elegant way to treat the whole greenhouse's gases, greenhouse gases situation we're having on the planet. Mm-hmm. So really, this water works in so many different levels. We barely scratched the magic of it. That's why we're investing so much in the science. We're also doing double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized study on brainwaves. The fastest impact it has is on brainwaves. Your left and right hemisphere of the brain start communicating much better. Your brain enters a state of coherence, and then it just kind of goes from there. And it's very interesting to see because you can see it almost instantly.
Have you guys measured how this water impacts heart rate variability?
Not until now, but you gave us an idea for our next study. We really kind of want to handle all of the, explore what it can do, because we ourselves don't realize its full potential. We already know that it's extraordinarily healthy, but we actually even started an athlete study, which is going to be fun to see how it affects athletic performance. Because as I mentioned, we're doing ATP study. If your mitochondria, if your cells have more energy, then you can perform better. Mm-hmm. So that's going to also be very interesting to follow. I will definitely keep you in the loop with what we are doing, so you could see the results.
Please do. And for that ATP study, is the magnitude of effect for drinking the water greater than something like the ATP I would get from eating an extra apple?
Most definitely. That's the whole point. You don't even have to do anything. That's why we designed this study, so that we can very accurately measure it. Mm. As soon as we have it, we intend to publish all of these studies. So as soon as studies are done, I will send all the data to you, so you can check it out.
Awesome. And what kind of water are you using for the control group in all these experiments?
This is interesting. You know, we're just using regular tap water. So it's nothing special. It's just regular tap water. But in control group, we have a vial with regular water inside, not coherent. Mm. So nobody knows, you know, by the end of the study, since it's double blind, it's placebo controlled. At the end of the study, we actually collect all the data and see how every particular person in the study did. So that's why it's really, really, really exciting.
Yeah. Tell me about your personal approach to water. What do you do to hydrate yourself?
Very simple. I drink an Alema water every day.
But is that just tap water with an Alema swirled?
Yes. But we are actually developing a system where we're going to purify the water from all known pathogens and to bring it in coherent state. That's going to be the ultimate water treatment system on the planet. We are working very hard to create several products so that people can have coherent water in their entire house.
What about heavy metals and other contaminants like pesticides?
Everything. We plan to eliminate all of them through the filtering process, so that you have absolute pure water, and then we make it coherent. Mm. So that it's just perfectly aligned for health and wellness.
Perfect.
But as I mentioned, even when you drink tap water in this state, you have created wonders for your health. And when you combine it, when you eliminate all the pesticides and heavy metals, then you're actually having something truly extraordinary, which we are working on at the moment.
Yeah. And one thing I love about this is that I was just on a couple week trip where I didn't have much space in my luggage, but the Analemma wand itself is small and easily to carry around with me. I can't carry a reverse osmosis system with me and all that stuff. Can we walk through how to properly use it now? I know that you mentioned that you want to clean it every once in a while, charge it in the sun, different things like that.
It's not like it's necessary, but we realize that water changes electromagnetically every single day due to position of the Earth towards the sun. So we always suggest water loves the sun. So we just kind of suggest, okay, just put your analemma every kind of once a month, or maybe even more, because it loves the sun. So you're actually, it's not quote unquote necessary, but it's awesome to do. You know, that's why we are kind of recommending this to people. I can mention this very, very interesting anecdote. We were in the study that we were doing, we mentioned to people, okay, so just put your analemma to direct sun. And there's this a woman that she had this small kind of garden with the kind of short plants. And every single day she put an analemma at the same spot. And what happened after a month is that, like, you created a circle around that spot, and the plants grew 3 centimeters higher than all the rest. And she just put it there in the middle. So the effect on biology, any form of biology, this water has, it's really, really amazing. It's lovely to see, because it's really amazing when you see the photo it's just extraordinary.
Yeah, that reminds me. I was going to ask you about some self-quantification experiments we can do at home to see and understand the impact that Analemma is having on us and, say, or maybe our pets or our plants, different things like that.
Well, with plants, it's very easy to see because, you know, we had loads and loads and loads of stories where people had problems with their plants. They just couldn't kind of get them to thrive, so to speak. And when you water it with our water, it just happens in and of itself, because whatever problems the plant is having, if we already tested this on plants, as I don't know, have I mentioned this? We did a test on tomatoes, where we water tomatoes, regular water in our water, and we tested, we used near-infrared and ultraviolet visual spectroscopy and biophoton research, which is extraordinary. You need very, very specific and advanced technology to capture the biophotons. Every living thing exudes light, and you need a very specific technology to capture that light. And what happened is that tomatoes that were watered with our water exude 50% more light than the regular tomatoes. So that in and of itself tells you the difference between one and the other.
And what I love about that too is that plants, unlike humans, are not nearly as susceptible, if at all, to placebo.
Exactly. And this is lovely that you mentioned this now, because one of the founders, our founders, Dr. Larker, who is a veterinarian, he also has a clinic where he has many MDs treating humans, because he really has a holistic approach. Anyhow, he had loads of experience with animals, exactly like you mentioned. Animals as well don't have placebo. Either it works or it doesn't. They don't have this kind of ideas of whether it should or not, or whatever, beliefs or whatever. So what happened, it's interesting. There was one farm which contacted Dr. Larker, and they had huge issues with animals and they couldn't solve it. They were getting sick and they treated them with medications, with regular veterinary medicine, and they couldn't solve it. And he gave them Analemma water to try. And what happened is that after a very short period of time, all the sicknesses went away from the farm.
Wow.
So that's really something, you know, to tell you, because they don't have the placebo. It either works or doesn't. So it's amazing that you mentioned it. Yeah. It's the same with plants. They don't have it. It either works or it doesn't. And we tested it. Really, we did so much research, especially in the beginning, with plants. And we realized that, you know, it really has a profound, profound effect. I can mention one other thing. There's this farmer who he was using our water for a couple of years now, and he's growing this particular type of cucumber that gives fruit 10 to 12 weeks in a year, and that's basically it. And with our water, he's now at 22 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe that this century is going to be century water. People are going to start, this science is now, it's revolutionary, it's breaking out. And we are the pioneers of that, but there are companies and scientists all over the world which are realizing the potential which is there. And so I believe it's just going to start popping up all over the world. Mm-hmm.
So if I understand it correctly, this all works because water is a powerful sender, receiver, and transmitter of information. And then the mother water inside Analemma is structured and coherent and powerful in that regard. And then it is inside a glass crystalline matrix, which allows it to structure and energize the water that it's around.
That's why it's elegant. You know, it's not complex that way. To create water, mother water, is something which is, you know, it takes time. And that's the main invention. Any H2O molecule that comes in the close proximity will start forming the same structure. But as I mentioned, since water is broadband absorber, receiver, and transmitter of energy, it will just pick up the dominant frequency. And this is as dominant frequency, positive dominant frequency, as you can basically get. Up until now, we haven't realized any other. So, but just so you know, it works the other way as well. If you have strong negative radiation, water is just going to pick up. And when you drink that, you're actually putting in yourself something that is not going to help you. Then your body needs to struggle with. And when you drink this kind of water, you're actually helping your body to do whatever it needs to do. And as I mentioned, most of the water, we don't realize what water is. That's why we're treating it badly. Yeah. If we knew what water is, we would treat it very, very, very nicely. Because it ends up, either it ends up in our food and consequently in us, or we're drinking it or wherever, you know. That's why we need to start treating water as it deserves. I would go even so far to tell and say, even though I know most people are going to call this far-fetched, that it has intelligence. So we need to start treating it as a living thing, because it is. And it's so amazing that you can revive it.
Yes.
You can revive it. You can bring it back to life. And then you can use this water and bring your entire biology into life. And I already mentioned this to you. Water in our cells is structured. And the more, there are doctors already who did this research, around our DNA is very highly structured water. And when it starts to lose this structure, then we get ill.
Yeah.
So if we keep the body, keep water in our body highly structured, then you can imagine everything is in order. And when it starts breaking down, then your whole system starts breaking down. That's why it's so important to drink quality water.
Mario, you've now convinced me that there's something special about Mother Water. What exactly goes into that process of creating it?
Well, I can tell you that it's a proprietary technology, so I can't go into too much of a detail, because, you know, we decided not to patent it, because when you patent something, then, you know, everybody can get the information. It's really, really, really special process that requires many steps. And in the end, we get something extraordinarily stable. I can tell you that we are not using magnets. We're not using electricity. We're not using any of those kinds of tools, let's call it that way. It's extraordinary natural. That's why it's so stable, because it works with everything. And that's why it's not losing its stability. It just stays that way for, well, I can't say indefinitely, but yes. Because we, every single year, we're testing it over and over again to see how long, and we figured out, which is also something that we don't fully understand, is that the structure, year by year, it gets even stronger. Not the other way around, which is truly amazing. We can't really say that we understand why, but it's amazing. It's not losing its coherence. It's actually gaining its coherence. It's so powerful.
So that means that in a few years, there'll be a big aftermarket of well-worn and used Analemma wands that people want because they're more powerful.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting that you say that. But, you know, the main thing is, what's the main thing? We didn't even actually want to wait anymore, because we really invested 15 years. We wanted to get the product out so people can get the benefits. And we're just going to keep coming out with the studies that people can actually know that they're using something remarkable for their health. But we didn't want to wait any longer. We just wanted to put it out there, and so people can get the use out of it. As I mentioned, you can use it. Everybody in Analemma family, we're drinking this water exclusively, because when you experience it, you just don't want to drink anything else. It doesn't make any sense, to be honest.
I wonder if it would also alter the effect profile of certain things. Like you mentioned wine earlier, and perhaps if you swirl it in wine for a bit, then when you drink the wine, the hangover is less intense, or biochemically, the acetaldehyde, the main chemical byproduct responsible for the hangover, maybe there's less of it.
You know what? You're full of awesome ideas. We can definitely test it. I mean, it's an interesting premise. We haven't tested it. We haven't actually went there, but it's an interesting thought, because definitely something changes, and it's a dramatic change. So we just have to see what are the effects of it. Interesting.
And I think I've also realized that instead of getting lazy because it's a lot to swirl every glass of water you're going to consume, perhaps just getting the tank of my reverse osmosis system, my AquaTrue, I can just swirl that for a little bit longer and have the full day ready and prepared ahead of time. Because like you said, it doesn't lose its structure nearly as fast as most structured water does.
No, it doesn't. What we're working on is we're going to come up with several systems that you're not going to have to then swirl the analemma. And let's say that this generation of analemma will become exactly like you used it, and I'm using it, everybody's using it, as a travel analemma, something that you take with you when you're traveling. And we're going to have home systems where it will be much, much, much simpler, so you don't have to swirl a lot, but everything kind of happens. So that's the idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm really curious because I've only started diving into the fascinating world of water in the last 2 years, but what are some of the teachers that have most influenced your work and the research that Analemma is conducting?
Especially around water, there are several. I mean, when you look at early pioneer work of Masaru Emoto, he actually shed a light on magic of water on like planetary scale, because people start seeing, okay, intention, which is, isn't it amazing what he found out? Just pure intention, whatever you say and send to the water, water will respond. And when you photograph that particular crystal, it will look either beautiful or shattered. Yeah. And he clearly showed, okay, there is something magical there that we are completely missing. His work is really, truly a pioneer work because people started realizing there is something there. As I mentioned, water is a broadband absorber, receiver, and transmitter of energy. Whatever you put into it, it will hold it. That's why it's so important that we start treating the water right. And since we are all 99% water, it goes without saying how we treat each other actually has a profound influence on our entire biology. That clearly said, when you're angry at someone, you're actually sending a vibe and the water of other person, and we are all water, very clever H2O, it will respond. That's why it's so important that we not only treat water kindly, that we treat each other kindly, because that's a clear sign of how am I treating people? I'm actually changing their biology. And if we want to change the biology of people in a good way, we treat them nicely. So there is a whole spiritual element of the whole thing. When I love people, I'm actually healing them on a cellular level. And Masaru actually clearly showed that. He did this rice experiment, I don't know if you're aware, where he took three bowls of rice with water, and he actually on one jar he said, I think I love you. On other, I hate you. And the third one, he completely ignored. And what's interesting is that the third one was the worst one. It actually started completely falling apart. The one that says, I hate you, still was a bit better than that one. Because, you know, if you give attention to it, even if it's bad, it's still attention. It's still energy. But the one where it said, I love you, there was no decomposition whatsoever. Isn't that remarkable?
Yeah.
It had a beautiful smell to it. Nothing rotten. And we're talking about the same rice. And people can do that experiment by themselves and see what's the incredible power of intention.
Wow.
That's why it works. Yeah. Water in us makes it happen.
That's a good point. And it's interesting now that we're starting to merge science and spirituality. We're able to quantify the human biofield, and there's a lot of different technologies that are helping us see biophotons, different things like this. And before, it was just like, take the word of people in spirituality that it's doing something, and perhaps you'll get there and feel it yourself. But it's we're at a nexus point where it's all coming together.
That's extraordinary. And I'm really, really excited about the meeting of science and spirituality that is happening all over the place. Yeah. The whole quantum physics is actually bringing everything together. Like you mentioned, like heart is 1,000 times more powerful transmitter electromagnetically than brain.
Yeah.
Which is in and of itself, that's amazing. So we are so complex and beautiful beings, and there are so much more to us than we previously thought about.
So that's Dr. Emoto is number one. Any others?
One Italian gentleman. He did the first major steps in coherent water. But one person that really kind of started talking about structured water is Dr. Gerald Polak. He actually started talking about easy water. He came to exclusions on water. He came to coherent state of water, but in a different way. Our method is something completely different. But what I love is the time has come for people, for the whole planet to awaken to the importance of water. So as I mentioned, now we're going to have various teams all over the planet. They're going to start realizing the magic of water. But let's say that these three are big inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I will put those names in the show notes if you guys want to look up and learn more about these gentlemen that have been pioneering structured water and beyond.
I have to mention Viktor Schauberger. He is an amazing guy. He was like way ahead of its time. So his ideas of water, his realizations of water are truly, truly spectacular. He really was one of the first humans that noticed the magic of water. And he really described it in a beautiful way.
His wisdom is immense. He's Austrian forester, and he dropped out of high school and he lived in the forest for a long time. He came to all kinds of incredible discoveries and he documented them in a lot of different works, one of which I read called The Water Wizard. And I had no idea someone could write 200 plus pages just on water, but he brings both the science and the practical to it.
Exactly. He's really, truly, truly, truly inspiring human. Yeah. His work is like, he's really an institution.
Yeah. Mario, I want to start to wind down. And if people are interested in picking up one of these wands or your new home system that will eventually be coming, how can they find Onilemma on the internet and also you on socials?
www.onilemma-water.com. And there you could have all the information. You can actually buy the product. And on our website, you can actually subscribe to a newsletter where you can actually get all the information of all the studies, everything that we are doing. And we're giving actually bigger insights into what water is, what can it do for your health and wellness. So it's really a powerful source of information. And if anybody has any questions, please send it to info@analemawater.com and I would be happy to answer. We're really receiving various questions every day. And this is also one thing that we want to, the most interesting questions we are going to answer within the newsletters, because people really start asking amazing questions and we want to put the information out there. As I mentioned, we like to call this is a water revolution. And everything is going to start moving in that direction so people can get more and more information on the subject.
And Mario and team worked out a special discount for my audience. So if you guys use the code URBAN, I think that'll save 10% on the wand or any of the other products.
Most definitely. And thank you so much, Nick. I mean, this is what we want like-minded people who understand, who sense the importance and people who buy the product. I mean, I believe in very short period of time, everybody will start using it. But now, you know, at this point in time, you can immediately start getting the benefits, because all the science that we are doing now, I believe very soon everybody will understand and get on board, which is really something truly amazing.
Yeah. And like you mentioned a second ago, if you get yours today, by the time everyone else is getting theirs, yours will already be that much more powerful.
Yes. Yes. The structure will be more and more powerful. And we are working on many, many other interesting things in products. So we're just going to offer it. I haven't actually mentioned this, but we feel that we are serving this water. It's not the other way around. As I mentioned, water has intelligence. It's much more powerful than we realize. Mother Earth is the hidden voice of this project. Mother Earth is hidden voice of this project. So, and we are all part of Mother Earth. We're not separate. And we all think that we are all thinking this ways of separation. The truth is the unity. So that's why we believe water plays a major role in the whole ecosystem, and we're all part of it.
Yeah, I get that. Mm. All right, one more question before we do a quick rapid fire round. Mm. And that's, if there was a burning of the books and all knowledge on Earth is gone, you get to save three works, three books, podcasts, videos, lectures, you name it. What would you choose and why? And they can't be the same answers as before.
I would emphasize three people. Let's call it that way. There is one person that is actually alive on the planet, and he's called Mohanji. Mohanji speaks, he's an incredible humanitarian, but his wisdom is extraordinary. He talks about living beyond positions, possessions, and relations. There is something deeper that we actually came here to realize. It goes straight to the core of human existence. And that core is what it's all about. So, and you can actually find his work at mohanji.org. So you can find out, it really is, he truly is a friend of the world. And I believe everybody should know about him. The second one I would mention is Complete Works of Neil Donald Walsh, Conversations with God. Because in Conversations with God, it's explained how to rebuild society from personal level to global level and then to universal level, which is really powerful. So if everything else kind of fails, we have a tool to create the new world. But as one line in a book said, which I love, is from the nightmare of our own creation into the wondrous dream of what our life was intended to be. Mm-hmm. So then we can actually create the world how it's meant to be. Yeah. And it's meant to be wonderful. So yeah, that's second. And the third, I would mention one American teacher. She's called Byron Katie. I don't know, have you heard of her? I love her because her teaching is, she's like an alien, which I love, because she didn't have any influence. Her wisdom is extraordinarily natural and extraordinarily powerful. And it just takes us to a place where we're loving what is. So yeah, I would say those three. It's a head scratcher, that question. But let's say that this is the answer.
Those are great. And I actually just discovered Byron Katie kind of recently and read her book, participated in one of her coaching calls. And her process is so simple, yet it can produce some profound transformations in people. And I just recently interviewed a man named Mark England, and we talked about the power of your words and thoughts and actions and how those create and transform your reality and how simple little changes can have dramatic life-changing effects.
Most definitely. Byron Katie's process has been tested and studied at Stanford, I believe. And the results were dramatic, wow. which I love, because it's really extraordinarily simple. But if you put yourself to it, then you're really going to shift, yeah, entire mindset. You're going to actually going to lose your mind, but in a positive way.
Exactly. Okay, we'll go on to the rapid fire round now. What are some of the biggest myths around water?
Well, I would say the biggest myth around water is that it's just a simple element. It's just something that, you know, we use, it's there, and that's basically it. And it has incredible worlds hidden in it. So it's anything but ordinary. It's truly, truly, truly extraordinary.
What area of your own health and performance are you currently working on?
Finding ways to improve both health and connection with the spirit. Everything is included. What you eat, meditation, and supplement.
Mario, what's one thing that your tribe does not know about you?
I'm a musician. And if I didn't do that, I would, when I was a kid, I would most probably be a musician.
Wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah. So, you know, I kind of always figured if when I was a kid, if all else fails, I can be a rock star.
Love it. Well, Mario, any final thoughts, anything you want to leave audience with today?
I would just like to say this, because this is what it's all about in the end, I think, is here in this talk, we realized, and hopefully you realized, that how you treat everything around yourself has extraordinary impact on everything around yourself. So it's not like you have, people think, oh, I have no influence. You have extraordinary influence, especially on everything that is happening immediately around you. And that happens through water. Water is the key element here that not only shows that, but is the medium through which everything happens. When you drink Analemma water, you're going to prime your body to receive the proper information. But as I mentioned, the very important thing is what you're sending out. So if you send out love, you're literally changing the biology of another human being. When you're sending out love to an animal, you are literally changing the biology of that being. When you're doing that for a plant, you are changing, molecularly changing, that being in front of you. So we have extraordinary power wherever we are. That is really something peculiar and important to know. Because then you cannot say, okay, I don't have any influence. You have extraordinary powerful influence. Then if we realize this, then we're just going to love.
Yeah.
And nothing else. And I believe this is what we came here to be.
Well, Mario, that's very timely and much needed these days. It's a good reminder that just showing up and loving and being ourselves and appreciating others influences our immediate environment. And we can upgrade that with water. And even if we don't choose to improve our water, we still can just take this and improve the quality of life and the functioning of the world in general through our immediate surroundings, which translate further out from that.
Exactly. As I mentioned, water is a broadband absorber, receiver, and transmitter of energy. When you transmit love, you are actually creating the ripple effect. And when you consistently choose to do that, you're consistently changing the world for the better. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that magical?
It is. Thank you for your research here, creating Analemma and helping improve the quality of life around the world, as well as taking time to share this information today on the podcast.
Thank you so much, Nick. Thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me the opportunity that I can share this extraordinary science with people, because it truly, truly can change not only like our individual lives, it can change the planet. And I think it really will for the better.
Yeah. With you on that, it's been a pleasure talking today. I'm Nick Urban here with Mario Brainovich, signing out from mindbodypeak.com. Have a great week and be an outlier. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Head over to Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and leave a rating. Every review helps me bring you thought-provoking guests. As always, you can find the show notes for this one at mindbodypeak.com/and then the number of the episode. There, you can also chat with other peak performers or connect with me directly. The information depicted in this podcast is for information purposes only. Please consult your primary healthcare professional before making any lifestyle changes.